Hi Track fans, welcome to the delayed day 4 recap of Budapest 2023. An amazing time last night, and sorry we're getting this out so late, but a certain Italian high jumper took so long to do interviews with not just everybody in the press, probably got interviewed by everybody in the crowd as well.
I think he did the whole of Budapest.
Yes. So we didn't have time last night. But we, as promised, we have got a special guest for you. Karl Merber from Citius Magazine and... magazine? Website?
Just mag. We don't even have a magazine.
Citius.
Yeah.
I'm old school. From Citius, he's going to join us to help us deconstruct what happened last night. And also, we were on your YouTube yesterday.
Oh, the podcast was brilliant.
Thank you. It was really good fun.
A lot of our American listeners were like, I've never heard of these guys before, but we love them. So I think we got you a new audience.
Yes. Right. Oh my God, we cracked America.
Cracked America.
That's the dream. But also, we need someone to help us out with the distance events, because that is never our strong point.
I got you.
But let's go to the head. I thought last night was, it's a little bit of a quieter night,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, no.
You know, because sometimes we had the morning off, which was a dream, and then we thought, it's just going to be a little quiet one, some nice events, but nothing too exciting. And then Gianmarco goes and Gianmarco's, right?
Now, back in Munich last year, he was telling us how he's got his special shoes. He's got the Olympics ticked off, the Europeans ticked off, the World Indoors ticked off, the European Indoors ticked off. The only thing left was the World Championships.
Yeah.
And he came and he done it. And then he went on a rampage, which may still be going on.
The number of Italians in the stands,
yes,
was incredible.
All of a sudden, because we hadn't seen
it's
them
like
before.
In America, everyone's a little Italian, or at least likes to be. Yeah, they were all here.
And he jumped in the crowd, like they're all singing Seven Nation Army
yeah,
jumping. It was like being a football match. And then he jumps in the steeplechase water and drags Al Bacali in with him. Then he does backflips on the high jump mat.
I say this all the time, he should be annoying, and he's just not.
Yeah,
he's so engaging, and he brings so much joy that it radiates off of him, and the whole crowd then get that, you know? Yeah. We need more Gianmarcos, don't we?
That's the privilege of being that handsome. You can get away with that sort of thing.
But he took a very, very long time to get through. We did finally interview him. You can see that up on our Twitter and our Instagram now. He, of course, came to see us, you know, he's our favourite Italian fan, isn't he, Dylan?
Yes. But let's just talk about the performance, because
yes,
he's been good this year.
Okay, yeah, decent.
Okay, but I don't think he was anyone's favourite, but he is a champs performer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he pulls it out of the bag when it's needed.
He really, 2-3-6, and Javon Harrison as well came down to just a series of misses.
Yeah.
But it is just his tapering ability every single time out. It's almost like you shouldn't even watch his regular season.
Yeah.
You just pick the odds based on every other championship performance.
And also, he feeds off the crowd, doesn't he? So what may sort of make some people nervous or maybe kind of throw them in that situation, he does the exact opposite. He literally, you can feel him, can't you? He goes up and he controls the crowd.
He does. It's like a conductor.
Conductor, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's the opposite of Javon Harrison, who's saying, quiet, I need to concentrate.
No, he's absolutely brilliant for the sport. And like we said yesterday on Citius as well, there are lots of superstars in this sport at the moment, and we really need to take advantage of that and market them. I mean, he's a giant superstar in Italy, and obviously within the athletics world, but he's a breakout star.
Yeah.
His Instagram afterwards, I mean, a very well-produced, beautiful video up immediately, thousands and thousands of comments, million views, like, he's huge, and I don't think us in the US appreciate just how big of a star he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What else happened last night?
Well, also in the field events, but over to you, because the women's discus looked like it was going to plan. Valerie Elman just threw a 68 in the first round, she threw another 68, threw a 69, and like, oh, this is over, not really watching anymore. And suddenly...
Yeah, I mean, Laghi comes in the plus 13,000 underdog.
Mm.
You know, like, no one is giving her odds at all. Just making the final in itself is a good accomplishment.
Just quickly, give us her name, because obviously we've never heard of her before, unless you on the... American collegiate system, she's not like a known quantity, is she?
We all call her Laghi.
Because you can't pronounce her real name.
Because many of us are scared to try. But Laghi, as she is known, came in, 65 meters early in, settles into fifth. That's a personal best. It's already a great day.
Yeah.
Steps in the ring, no pressure whatsoever, Val's out front, and just bombs a 4-meter personal best. Like, just really, like, an unbelievable performance. It doesn't make any sense to me how you can be so much stronger than any other time in your life. Just, she nailed it. Val, unfortunately, like, I don't know if that was getting in her head or what, but she wasn't able to respond. And
well, having to respond to a 69 like is not like it's every day, is it? Like that was a big enough throw to like stop the competition, really.
And like, I'm not going to say it's lucky, because obviously she's put the work in and she's got the technique, but sometimes something clicks, right? And it's obviously clicked then. The thing that's going to be difficult is recreating that.
And maybe it's who it was from, you know, her countrywoman, someone who Val has consistently beaten Loggy for a while now. This isn't from like Sandra Perkovic or someone who it's like, oh, this is who I'm expecting. I'm going to have to really give it a go.
No, but I mean for Loggy to recreate that.
Oh,
Because she may not know how she did it. You know, sometimes that happens, doesn't it?
You just get in the zone sometimes. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like in sprints. Like, if you can do it once wind-aided, then you can often replicate it.
Well, let's hope so, because it's nice. You know, we love having new faces. We love having people jump out of nowhere. And just we hope that she can continue that for the rest of the year and going into the Olympics next year as well. It's great to have a new face on the scene.
And let me tell you, she'd be a wonderful guest for you because she's hilarious. Well, huge person.
We wanted to interview her, but Giammarco was going on and there was all other stuff going on in the stadium. We had the 1500 and the 3000 steeplechase as well. Distance races are not our forte on the Backstreet Boys, unfortunately. But I think we all know the winners of that. They're all people that we supported.
And both went to plan.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, Faith Kipyegon comes in, world record holder. How many gold medals does she have at this point?
About 79.
You know, she dominated, just took it from the front, and the whole field just totally respected her and let her do exactly as she wanted. So no real surprises there. I do think that the steeplechase was a great race for it to finish on. You know, El Bakkali, the Olympic world champion, going up against Lemecha Girma, historically has a great record against, but Girma's had the better year. World record holder, set the world record in the 3,000 indoors, ran 3:29 for 1,500, and then he lets it go slow. And El Bakkali can get over that final 400 barriers, no problem whatsoever, and that's just what happened.
We said this in our preview. We said, you might be the world record holder, but he's the champion. And there's a big difference between running fast on the circuit and being able to win at a championship. And is that Girma's fourth silver in a row now?
So many silvers. It's really unfortunate. He needs a teammate to take it out and make it a 750 race.
He needs to do something different. Like, you've got to mix it up.
The other thing, you could watch the hurdling technique of both of them, and Bakkali, every single hurdle, would make up 50 centimetres, you know?
Yeah, he's just smoother over.
Smoother over, and every single time you could tell he was stalking him, wasn't he? For like the last 1500, he was stalking him. It was over. You knew it was going to happen.
Look, neither of these guys have the technique of a 400-metre hurdler, but they get over, and El Bakkali does it a little smoother.
I was surprised the Kenyan who's come out this year,
Simon Coetch, is it?
Yeah.
Something like that. He's got a very good technique, and I was really watching him and expecting him to do well. He actually was the worst of the Kenyans.
I actually have money on him with an outside bet. Absolutely horribly. I'm just throwing my money away at this point.
And then the last thing I have to mention for you guys in the 800 heats, I know it's early, but Max Bergen and Daniel Roden made it through. Bergen looks really strong. This is wide open. The 21-year-old might
first ever championships he's actually made. He's been injured at every other one. He went 144 as a 17-year-old. He was world number one in Olympic year, didn't make it to the championships, so it's really good to see him here. We've talked to him constantly about his tactics, because he loves to front run. That's his only tactic we've ever seen from him, because we've seen him race so infrequently. I don't think you can front run every round of a championships, so he's going to have to try and find a different technique and mix it up a little bit, because he doesn't want to be the pacemaker for everybody
else. I asked him last night. I said, your tactics are front running, but he's never been in championships like this. He's never been in this environment before. And you don't want to turn into the pacemaker for all these great guys behind you. He said he may have to mix it up depending on... He hasn't seen his semis yet.
Yeah, so see who's in it.
It depends who's in it, you know. But it'd be interesting to see him suddenly go to the back. That'd be amazing.
It's interesting because for someone who's so good, he's actually not raced a lot of these guys before.
No.
So then, you know, a front runner like himself, well, you know who else likes to front run? Marco Arop. And it's like, how fast could this possibly go out?
But he also, he doesn't have any championship experience. So he's
the last championships he went to properly
was the World Youth.
Was the World European Youth in here. It was in Hungary. Yeah. He won in 2019.
Hey, Hungary is the lucky spot.
Just quickly, last one. I just want to have to mention Matt Hudson-Smith.
Oh, my God.
New European record. It's a European record that's set for 36 years since Tomáš Schöleber won the World Championships in Rome in 1987. And that European record, people have been 100th, 200th, yes. Mainly Brits.
Brits, yeah.
Was it a curse? Like, what was going on? I know every time any European athlete got anywhere in the 44s, it was like, it's time it goes down, it's time it goes down.
But what a time to do it. And, you know, also, Matt has...
He looked great.
He looked great.
Easy.
Going into the final now, because, you know, he almost might be the favourite. I know he wasn't the fastest, but... No, we mustn't say that. No. But what I must mention one thing is that someone he's got in his corner who knows how to run at championships is Christina Hogu. Christina Hogu wasn't in the stadium yesterday, but we're going to have lunch with her right now. That's where we're going to run off to now. And so we're going to find out what she's been saying, the magic words she's been saying to Matt, because there's no one better in your corner to give you advice to how to raise your game at championships.
We'll say why he's the favorite. It's because Stephen Gardner.
Yeah.
You know, the defending champ, Olympic champ, unfortunately bows out 300 meters in. We saw him get wheeled off after the first round.
Yeah, just throwing up in a bag.
Just now an injury. It's unfortunate, but it really does open up. And Wade Van Niekerk, the world record holder, gets in, but on a little skew, not looking as good.
And there was someone else, Kate, when came a cropper in the semis.
Was it Botswana?
Yeah, so like some of the big names are out, which opens the whole field up. We've got a lot of good people in the final, but there's no one
obvious champion.
No obvious champion. So this is the time. Matt's got the experience. He's running into form. This is the time to do it.
And this is what's so great about this championship so far. I've said it every single episode so far. It's bonkers. And we love it.
We absolutely love it.
Seriously, it's so great, guys. This is such a fantastic championships. I was a bit scared about coming because we're not sat at home watching on TV. But, you know, it's just the best.
So, Kyle, thanks for it. We grabbed you out of the mix. I know you need to get back there. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thanks for listening. We're going to do another one tonight.
Tomorrow morning. We've got a special guest tomorrow morning.
Special guest tomorrow morning. You're absolutely right. So we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.